Listen, can you tell the difference between this and this? Would you believe me if I told you the difference was 46 years? The first was a 1968 Camaro. The second, a 2014 car of the same make. Both sit in the large garage at Arkansas Collision Center on Randall Wobey Lane in Springdale. For this month's visit to an interesting space, Jim Hunter, owner of ACC, takes us under the hoods of an older and a newer vehicle.
For the most part, you look under an engine anymore and it's going to be covered with a complete shield. This particular car does not have a shield, but it's got a lot of things covered. You don't see the spark plug. What's very nice, these cars will last a long time if you maintain them.
Oil changes are important to maintaining the life of an engine, especially with today's engines. They last 200,000 miles to 250,000 miles. Jim says the oil should be changed the typical 3,000 to 5,000 miles. More and more, it's 5,000 miles in today's cars, thanks to newer oils. And under the engine of a new car?
Obviously, you have the maintenance, which is air filters. There's also a cabin air filter, which filters out the outside air. If those things get plugged up or don't get changed, then you could find out that your heating and air conditioning isn't working at the maximum, making maximum air or heat. You even find out, you might even think your air conditioning's not working, which we've had that happen before. When we just change the filter, it produces enough air to cool or heat your car accordingly.
In my newer 2012 car, I tend to rely on warning lights and dealer computer printouts to tell me if something needs to be taken care of, or if something is wrong with my car. Even when my oil needs to be changed, there's really no need for the stickers on the inside of a windshield or a small notepad in the glove box. Jim says new cars are pretty much idiot-proof.
You could almost run them out of oil and the computer would say it's out of oil, shut it off, let's not burn up the engine.
He says many car people complain that you can't work on the new ones anymore because things are so high-tech and hard to get to. On older cars, like the 68 Camaro, things are easily accessible. And there is definitely less going on under the hood of the 46-year-old car.
You can see the spark plug wires, very easily accessed. Obviously, no computers on this one. And so you have the lights that says low oil, low coolant or antifreeze. Or you really won't even say that, just say it's getting hot.
Back in the day, the engines probably had a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty. Today, a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty is not unheard of. The lack of computers and the fact that everything is manual keeps the crampedness under the hood to a minimum.
No computers, everything's very manual. Manual brakes, no anti-lock brakes. Some of them are even drum brakes or take a lot longer to stop.
He says things have really changed over the last 40-plus years. But those from the old school like the old stuff. If comfort is a concern, new is the way to go. As this is a body shop, the already restored 1968 Camaro is here for some work of that nature. It has some rust spots. The old-style metal has a tendency to rust more quickly. Newer cars are made with galvanized, pre-dipped metals. But because of that and the type of designs, parts are more often replaced. Off-center a bit, inside the cavernous garage, is a paint booth. Not sure if that is the technical term, but that's what I dubbed it. Inside the paint booth, a worker has donned a mask that looks like it was stolen from the movie Outbreak. In his hand is a paint sprayer. The large white box, big enough for the largest of today's SUVs, is environmentally controlled, complete with a loud fan system on top.
Everything is filtered and exhausted per OSHA and per EPA. We also have a 1.2 million BTU furnace, so everything is then baked, similar to the factory. The factory bakes probably around 400 degrees. We bake at about 175. We can't bake it any higher because we'll probably have a meltdown of all the plastic pieces.
Baking speeds up the drying process by activating a hardener. If that 68 Camaro had its original paint, Jim says it would still be drying, as solvents would be leaving the paint. That's the way old paint dried. A back room at ACC is the repair facility, complete with a frame machine that can realign a car's frame to within a millimeter of a factory specification. Here, a couple of workers are busy on a variety of vehicles, one of which is a hybrid, a relatively new advent of the last 15 years, and something that Jim says they have to watch out for.
For us, it's important that you disconnect everything because these hybrids can be, with the batteries, I've heard of people doing work on these, doing paintless dent repair where you use rods to push out dents. And where once somebody was electrocuted and it killed them using these. So again, proper shutdown of all these vehicles. Same with everything we do. We have to disconnect computers accordingly.
Jim credits 40 years in the business to word of mouth and says the best way to find a good body shop or mechanic is to listen to others' feedback. But he does agree that finding a trustworthy mechanic can be difficult.
It's always a challenge, you know, finding a good mechanic who's going to be honest, who's going to charge for what they do and do what they charge for. I think that's what anybody wants. And I think to go to a mechanic, ask questions, find out what they're going to do, and get some options. What are my options? It's not always, you may need to have this and this done, but do you need to have it done right now? So I think a shop that gives you enough information, that gives you the opportunity to make a reasonable, to make a choice.
Jim has been in the body shop business for almost as many years as the 68 Camaro is old. He sees vehicles for a variety of reasons, recently because of winter weather. But he says summer is their busiest time, because accidents tend to happen when more people are on the roads. As accidents do happen, if one happens to you, call 479-750-4222. You'll either reach Jim or his wife, Dodie. This is Ozarks at Large.